All right, guys, welcome back to Zeemer Social. Right here, we have another guest. It's my boy, Joey Love. Say what's up, Joey.
What's up, Joey?
All right, we got a good episode for you guys, so stay tuned for some good shit.
So the song of the day is Black by Buddy featuring ASAP Ferg. I really like the song because it's harsh in the way that This Is America is, and it's got this, a similar message, and I think it's important for people to listen to songs like this, and Black excellence is always really important. So yeah, this is Black by Buddy and ASAP Ferg. And that was Black by Buddy featuring ASAP Ferg. So hope you guys enjoyed.
All right, Joe, how's it been? How's college? How's life? How are the kids?
It's good. They're good. Little Timmy is still swimming. in my ball sack.
So yeah, tell the people, just like, what do you do? What are you doing right now? How old are you? Yeah.
So I'm 19. I go to Albright College. I'm a theater major. And I am also a stand-up comedian and a writer. Currently, I am preparing to do a research project up at Albright, preparing myself to write a show about satirical news, similar to The Daily Show and Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, and making my own show with a professor on campus. And then after that, I'm heading to Chicago to study at Second City, and that'll be a whole semester long of doing improv and sketch comedy. So,
oh shit, fancy.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to be a comedian, right?
Yeah.
That's that whole field is crazy. Oh, yeah. You got Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, John Mulaney. So it's like, so what is it that just makes you like really want to do it?
I think the thing for me that has always made me want to be a comedian is that I like to make people laugh. That's what it stems from. And you know, when I'm just hanging out with you and other friends and family, and the thing I always look for is, how do I make people happy? How do I make people enjoy spending their time with me and not regret asking me to hang out with them? And that's, and the best way to do that is by making you laugh, because then you're like, oh, I want to hang out with that funny fat kid. What was his name again? Right? Like, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to be. So that's what it stems from. And then when I found out at a young age that I could make that into a career, I always tried to figure out what exactly I wanted to do. And I was like, well, I can make people laugh by being an actor, and I can make people laugh by, you know, being something else or a teacher or whatever. But what it really came down to was, because I wanted to make people laugh so bad, I was like, why not just go to the source? And my dream is to be a writer for Saturday Night Live. That hasn't changed since I was about 11. But many stand-up comedians do it, and many writers, and it's what it comes down to, is just wanting to make people laugh. So,
all right. So I know when it comes to like being like an entertainer, an artist, comedian, an actor, there's a lot of challenges that are just going to be in the way. What are some of the challenges that like you're kind of afraid of, but like you don't know?
My biggest fault, I guess I would say, or the thing that scares me the most, is getting booed on stage, or doing so bad that an audience doesn't receive it well. Because even though laughter is the best thing that you want out of people, sometimes people soak it in and they're like, oh, that's funny, but like not in a way that's like haha funny. But I think the biggest thing is, I do improv, and improv, you never know if you're gonna have a good set or a bad set. And when I have a bad set, it shakes me to the core. It just feels terrible because the audience has not received it in the way that you hoped, and it's because you said something weird or off-putting, and it just, everything goes downhill, and it just shakes you, and it makes you like not want to do what you want to do. But then you just got to shake it off, and you just got to keep going, because you know that the next set will be as, you hit rock bottom. You can only be funnier from there. So,
all right. So that song choice for the day, Black. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, that's a pretty savage song.
Yeah.
What's up with it, dog?
So I think that it's always been very crucial for me as a white man that I use any platform that I have or any opportunity that I have to show other people and to make sure that their voices are being heard, because I know that my voice will be heard, because that's just how our society works, and that's the society that we unfortunately live in, that white men are respected more than any other persons. But I think that this song is really important because it shows not only Black excellence at its finest, but also it talks about like what it means to be a Black man and what it means to be in the society we live in. So I always have been the type of person that wants to make sure that people of color, people in the LGBTQ community and women are always respected, always valued, and always feel like that they have their voice being heard, because that's what it comes down to, is that we need to be more empathetic, more compassionate, and we need to listen to each other. And that's the only way change will ever happen.
I feel like rap music always gets like a bad rep, because people are just like, rap, all right, gangbang. But if you really want to talk about rap is just poetry with a beat behind it. That's all it is. When people will sit down and see spoken words and they hear the nice music in the background, they're just like, oh man, snap, yo, this is some deep shit. But like, that's nice, but rap is the same exact shit. Why do you think like there's so many just double standards about a lot of this shit?
Well, I think first and foremost, it comes down to the person who's making it. It comes down to their skin color, because we always hear about the artistry and the storytelling of people like Eminem, but we're never really confronted with the fact that he's a white man. But when somebody tries to make a similar storyline of like, I was in this shitty situation and I am now out of it, so let me talk about what I now have because I'm proud of it. It's always, they're just rapping because, you know, that's they're Black or they're this or they're that. And it's ridiculous because there's so many people in rap culture and rap music that are so profound and so poetic. And quite frankly, the most problematic people in hip hop are people like Post Malone and Lil Pump, who aren't Black. So it's like the problems within hip hop are the same problems within our society, which is like, a lot of white people. So even though Lil Pump's not white, but like
yo, wait, what is he?
I don't know. I think he's Hispanic.
Oh really?
Maybe.
I think with that being said though, I feel like our at least my generation has come a lot when it comes to, I guess, the Black community. Yo, I can tell my kids when I have them, like, yo, guys, I saw the very first Black president. Yo, you know how wild that was, though? Like, 20 years before I was born, like, that wasn't even possible. That was just a dream.
Yeah.
And I get, like, a lot of it's kind of like, how I see it is Rome wasn't built in one day. Mm. We, a lot of bad shit happened. I'm not going to get into that right now, but a lot of bad shit happened before we can get to even where we are today. So I get that every day is a struggle, but it makes me happy every single day knowing that, like, we've gone – we always see the bad shit. We never see the good shit. We've gone a lot from here, and I feel like we can only go up from here because we know that we can't be treated less than this.
Yeah.
I mean, it might still happen because, I mean, that's just life. I mean, nobody in the world is going to regret everything. That's impossible. There's no such thing as a perfect world. But I feel like every single day we come to a mutual understanding.
Yeah, when we think of the, like how I was saying about the problematic rappers, when we always hear about like the problematic insert artist here, but for every problematic person, there's somebody who's taking strides forward, and that goes for the comedy world too. Like, you know, a comedian who I was a big fan of before, you know, shit came out about him was Louis C.K. And like, I think that there's people who are just as gritty, just as you know, take as many risks and fail and are doing amazing things, because there's so many comedians that I can name right now, but I'm gonna not, that who are just like really funny and are able to do things for everyone. And, you know, we don't have to worry about them being problems in our society. So I think that's important.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode of Zeemer Social. If you want to follow my boy Joey, his social medias are
on Twitter and Instagram at Joey Rhymes Love.
All right, that's it, guys. Welcome to the Marination. All right, guys, disclaimer. Gazzy Garcia, a.k.a. Lil Pump, is Cuban. I repeat, Gazzy Garcia is Cuban. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.